हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभा। हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। पुरुषोत्तमयोगो नाम पञ्चदशोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच ऊर्ध्वमूलमधःशाखम् अश्वत्थम् प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य वर्णानि यस्तम् वेद स वेदवित्। अधश्चोर्ध्वम् प्रसृतास्तस्य शाखाः गुणप्रवृत्ति विषय प्रवालाः। अधश्च मूलान्यनुसन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके। न रूपमस्येह तथोपलभ्यते नान्तु न चादर्न च संप्रतिष्ठा। अश्वत्थमेनं सुविरूढमूलम् असङ्गशस्त्रेण दृढेन छित्त्वा। ततः पदं तत्परिमार्गितोऽयं यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ति भूयः। तमेव चाद्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये यतः प्रवृत्तिः प्रसृता पुराणी। निर्मामोहार्जितसङ्गदोषाः अध्यात्मनित्या विनिवृत्तकामाः। द्वन्द्वैर्विमुक्ताः सुखदुःखसंज्ञैः गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमौयं तत्। न तद्भासयते सूर्यो न शशाङ्को न पावकः। यद्गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद्दाम परमम्। ममैवांशो जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातनः। मनःषष्ठानीन्द्रियाणि प्रकृतिस्थानि कर्षति। ममैवांशो जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातनः। मनःषष्ठानीन्द्रियाणि प्रकृतिस्थानि कर्षति। सो भगवान इन द सेवंथ वर्स वी सॉ इन द प्रीवियस सिक्स्थ वर्स वेरी ब्रीफ एक्चुअली भगवान मेक्स इट वेरी क्लियर। भगवान इज एसेंशियली ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ प्योर नॉलेज एंड भगवान इज ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ प्योर नॉलेज दैट इज व्हाट इज इट to be that Bhagavan is of the nature of effulgence. And people, those who have discovered, recognized that Bhagavan's Swarupam being pure knowledge, obtaining as their own Swarupam, such people, then having recognized that Swarupam, they do not return means the essence has to be resolved in that very Swarupa. Cognitively resolved. There's no such thing called returning on their part. That's why it was said, Suryaha na bhasayate, Shashankaha na bhasayate, Pavakaha na bhasayate, sun, moon, fire, all these three big sources of light really do not illumine that reality which is Bhagavan's Swarupam. Bhagavan's Swarupam is not, no source of light can illumine Bhagavan's Swarupam, which is pure knowledge, because it is Bhagavan's Swarupam which alone lends existence and illumines all the sources of light. And that Bhagavan's Swarupam alone, obtaining as the Swarupam of every individual being also. Having recognized that, then one cannot return, means what? One cannot resolve it elsewhere. And we saw in the seventh verse, Mamaivam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah. So mamayeva amshaha sanatanaha jiva bhutaha. What is sanatanaha here? This everlasting. Everlasting in the sense, this jiva, mamayeva amshaha, Bhagavan's swarupam, which is essentially of the nature of pure consciousness, knowledge alone, is manifest as the jiva also. Therefore, there's no difference between jiva swarupam and the Ishvara swarupam. So Bhagavan says, mamayeva amshaha, my own aspect has become jiva in this world of jivas. It is this jiva swarupam which alone attracts all these powers, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, including the mind, which are obtaining in the physical body. Manaha shashtani indriyani. So indriyani, pancha jnanendriyani, and the sixth one, having the mind as a sixth one, all of them, prakritisthani, all of them, it is the jiva swarupam which karshati means, it is the jiva swarupam which alone attracts them, draws them, means, which alone makes them function. What it means, when the karshati means attracts, draws, when the jiva is present, makes them all function. When the jiva leaves, jiva living means what? When the mind leaves the physical body, see, when the parabdha karma gets exhausted, mind has to leave the physical body. When the mind leaves the physical body, the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the mind has the jiva status. The jiva also leaves. Means the reflection is, if the mirror is taken away, along with the mirror, reflection also goes. Reflection cannot remain without the reflecting medium. Similarly, when the mind leaves the physical body, along with the mind, the manifestation also obtaining him of mind, having the status of jiva also leaves the physical body. When the jiva leaves, what does it do? It takes away the mind and the sense organs. Mind and the sense organs goes along. In fact, departure of mind is the departure of the jiva. Departure of jiva is, jiva means the manifestation, reflection. Jiva actually along with that. Prakritistha karshati. So all the sense powers obtaining in the physical body, obtaining in the respective golakams, are drawn, taken away along with the mind. So when the mind leaves, all the sense powers also leave along with the mind. Okay, mind leaves, along with the mind, sense powers also leave. That's what is said here as, manaha shashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. So when the jiva leaves the body, it takes away the sense organs and the mind. What does it mean? When the jiva leaves, then it takes away the mind and the sense organs. That is the meaning. Okay. Manaha shashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. Okay. After leaving the body, what will the jiva do? Okay, jiva leaves the physical body. When does jiva leave? Jiva, please understand, jiva here is manifestation of consciousness. Okay. So when the mind leaves, we are going to see that next verse also. Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramati swarah. Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramati swarah. గృహీత్వైతాని సంయాతి వాయుర్గంధాని వాషయాత్. ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సిమిలీ ఇస్ గివెన్ హియర్, ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ గివెన్. శరీరం యదవాప్నోతి యచ్చాప్యుత్క్రామతీశ్వరః గృహీత్వైతాని సంయాతి వాయుర్గంధాని వాషయాత్. శరీరం యదవాప్నోతి యచ్చాప్యుత్క్రామతీశ్వరః గృహీత్వైతాని సంయాతి వాయుర్గంధాని వాషయాత్. శరీరం యద్ అవాప్నోతి యత్ చ అపి ఉత్క్రామతి. యత్ శరీరం అవాప్నోతి యత్ చ ఉత్క్రామతి ఈశ్వరః. సో హియర్ ఈశ్వర, వి బ్రేక్ ద వర్స్, లెట్ మీ రీడ్ ద వర్స్ అగైన్. శరీరం యద్ అవాప్నోతి యచ్చాప్యుత్క్రామతీశ్వరః గృహీత్వైతాని సంయాతి వాయుర్గంధాని వాషయాత్. ఈశ్వరః, యు సీ ది లాస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వరః ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్. ఈశ్వరః, వాట్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వరః? ఈశ్వరః ఉత్క్రామతి, ఈశ్వరః అవాప్నోతి. ఈశ్వరః ఉత్క్రామతి, ఈశ్వరః అవాప్నోతి. యద్, యద్ షుడ్ టేకన్ యాస్ యదా. యద్ షుడ్ బి టేకన్ యాస్ యదా. కెన్ మేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్. యద్ షుడ్ బి టేకన్ యాస్ యదా. ఈశ్వరః యద్ ఉత్క్రామతి, ఈశ్వరః యదా ఉత్క్రామతి. ఈవెన్ దో ద వర్డ్ ఈస్ యద్, యు టేకన్ యాస్ యదా. వెన్ ఈశ్వర, హూ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర హియర్? The manifest knowledge obtaining in every mind is Ishvara only. Ishvara only gets the jiva status because of the identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Is it clear? See, there is manifestation of knowledge in every mind. And only knowledge manifest in all the minds is Ishvara. But still, when that manifestation is identified with the given body, mind, sense complex, is given the jiva status. Really speaking, jiva is only a temporary qualification. Really speaking, there is no jiva. Jiva is always Ishvara. It's like what? If you say, hundreds of pots you keep filled with water, and only one, the reflection of only sun is seen in all the pots filled with water. The only reflection. If you have hundreds of mirrors also, only one person is standing. The one person's face alone is reflected in all the hundreds of mirrors. Similarly here, how many jivas are there? Really speaking, only Ishvara. Okay? Ishvara alone is given the jiva status because of the wrong identity and because of the ignorance. This is manifest knowledge is Ishvara. And the source of manifestation is Brahma. And that's why already Krishna has said, Mamayeva Amshaha Jiva Bhutaha. And manifest knowledge obtaining in every antakaranam is Ishvaraha. So here, what does that Ishvara do here? It is said here, Ishvaraha Yad Utkramati. When Ishvara leaves the physical body, yad cha avapnoti. When Ishvara leaves and avapnoti, when he leaves and he also assumes another body. Avapnoti means attains another body. Avapnoti gains Ishvara. When he leaves the physical body, he gains another body. Shariram avapnoti. When another body attains, then sanyati, sanyati. Ishvara moves, how? Yetani grihitva sanyati. Yetani Grihitva Sayati. Ishvara goes. Sayati means Ishvara goes carrying. Grihitva. Okay, having carried or carrying, taking away, this Ishvara moves. Takes away what? Yetani. Yetani means what? These sense organs along with the mind, which was said in the previous verse. Yetani grihitva sayyati. So what is the full verse now? Yada Ishvaraha utkramati. Sharirat utkramati. When the Ishvara leaves this physical body, Ishvara, having the status of the jiva, leaves the physical body and assumes another body. Yatricha api anya chariram avapnoti, when he takes another body, then he takes along with him what? Etani. Etani means what? Manashashtani indriyani. He takes away the mind and the sense organs. Is it clear? That is why mind travels. Mind goes along with the mind, sense powers also go. Etani means these. These means manaha shattani indriyani. Sense, five sense organs and the mind go in these. Ishvara, having the status of jiva, takes away along with him when Ishvara goes. When he assumes another body. Like what? This example is given. Vayuhu gandhan iva ashayat. Ashayat. See, gandha means fragrance. Sugandha. Okay. Gandha means fragrance. It can be durgandha also, but we always think of sugandha. Durgandha also, for example. Gandha, sugandha or durgandha. Okay, ashayat. Suppose any smell is there in a given place. Suppose when the wind blows above the ditch water. You may not know that in the UK. Okay. And then the wind will carry that foul smell. You would have noticed suppose the sugar factories are there. When we travel by that road, suddenly the foul smell will come. Who brings the foul smell to us? Wind. Okay. Wind carries the foul smell from its given respective place. Whichever place has any smell. Suppose that's a jasmine creepers are there. Jasmine flowers are there. And that place will have sweet fragrance. When the wind blows that way, then the sweet fragrance of the jasmine flower suddenly you can sweep. Now the incense sticks, very fragrant incense sticks are there. You keep it, the incense would have gone, but still the fragrance will be there. Because who carries that? Vayuhu gandhan. Vayuhu gandhan iva. Just as the wind carries the fragrance, sweet fragrance, a nice fragrance or foul smell from its respective ashayaha, respective place. Any ashaya. Flower is a sugandhashraya. Sugandhashayaha. Now any flower, suppose for jasmine is sugandhashraya. A place carries this fragrance. Is it clear? Gandhan. Okay. Vayuhu gandhan ashayat grinnati. Ashayat grinnati. Vayu, the wind, carries the fragrance from its respective place to another place. From kitchen, asafoetida smell comes to the hall. That's why people keep the doors closed. No? Why in from kitchen, asafoetida smell, coriander smell, cumin smell. I tell you, our Indian kitchen has lots of smells. All the smells come to the hall. People keep the doors closed. Why? Because Gandhan Vayuhu Grinnati. Always Vayu carries the smells. But how? You cannot see Vayu carrying the smells. Can you see them? It's invisible. Invisible, but you can make out. Invisible, isn't it? You cannot see through physical eyes how wind carries the fragrance. But still, you know, it is very obvious. Wind does carry the fragrance. Any smell can be sweet smell or foul smell, or even like kitchen, all our ingredients, they smell, spices smell. Similarly here, Vayuhu Gandhan Iva Grinnati. Just as the wind carries the smells from one place to another place, from one Ashayaha. Ashayaha means the respective place. One Ashaya to another Ashaya, from one place to another place. So also, Ishwaraha, who alone is there as manifest knowledge in all the minds. When Ishwara leaves, Arabdha ends, then along with him, what does he carry? Mind and the sense organs. But you cannot see. When Ishwara leaves one physical body and assumes another body, who is he? Again, Ishwara is essentially consciousness. Jiva is essentially consciousness. Jiva is only a name given to Ishwara. There's no Jiva at all. What is only Ishwara? Ishwara alone is given the Jiva status because of the Ajnana, because of wrong identity, because of ignorance. Otherwise, who is Ishwara again? Manifestation of knowledge. But essentially, only manifestation lives. The pure knowledge cannot move. Okay? Already you know, should know that pure consciousness, the source of manifestation imply Ishwara Swarupam does not move. Ishwara moves. Okay? So here, let us see the verse again. Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramati Ishwarah grihitvaitani sanyati vayurgandhani vashayat. So Ishwarah Bhagavan carries the sense organs along with the mind. When Ishwara leaves one physical body and assumes another body, yada utkramati, yada apicha shariram avapnoti, that yad should be taken as yada, then etani grihitva sanyati, he does not go himself. Ishwara takes away the sense organs and the mind. Like what? Like the wind carrying the fragrance from one ashaya to another ashayaha. So what does it mean now? So Ishwara Swaru, Jiva is none other than Ishwara. Jiva is only a temporary qualification. Therefore, there is no destruction of Jivatma. Jiva is not destroyed at all. Because Jiva is none other than Ishwara. Ishwara is not destroyed. When the mirror breaks, what should break? Reflection, nothing happens to reflection. So the physical body break gets disintegrated. Jiva leaves the physical body, then there's no destruction of the swarupam of the Atma. Okay? The Ishwara swarupam, Ishwara alone is there as the Jiva who is subject to any destruction. Even mind is not destroyed. Even sense organs are not destroyed. Okay? Nothing is destroyed. Physical body also is not destroyed for good. Physical body is only relatively destroyed, which means it undergoes, it's subject to change. It becomes disintegrated. Elements go back to the respective elements. Physical body becomes disintegrated. Elements join the respective elements. There's no total destruction. It's only relative destruction. what happens to the mind? Mind goes, sense organs along with mind, sense organs also go. All this entire sukshma leaves. Okay? So jiva leaves. There's no destruction at all. That is the lesson here. Mamaivam, okay. Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramati shvaraha grihi tvaitani sanyati ayurgandhani vashayat. So now we must understand the difference between Ishvara and Brahma. The source of manifestation is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is all pervasive, which is timeless, which is not subject to any destruction at all. That is always there. And the manifestation of alone is given, the total manifestation of knowledge is called Ishvara. That Ishvara alone is there as Jiva. There's no real Jiva here. Every mind as the content of I, as the very I, the one who is there as I sense is Ishvara. The very I sense is Ishvara only. Aham Ishvara, that's why Ishvaroham. Okay, see next verse now. Shrotram chakshus parishanancha. Shrotram chakshus parishanancha. Rasanam ghranamevacha. Rasanam ghranamevacha. Shrotram chakshus parishanancha. Rasanam ghranamevacha. Adhishthaya manaschayam. Vishayanupasevate. Shrotram chakshus parishanancha. Rasanam ghranamevacha. Adhishthaya manaschayam. Vishayanupasevate. Shrotram chakshus parishanancha. Rasanam ghranamevacha. Adhishthaya manaschayam. Vishayanupasevate. What is said here? Okay, when Ishvara, in terms of manifestation of knowledge, leaves the physical body, leaves, along with it goes mind and sense organs. And it is exactly like what? Just as wind carries the fragrance or any smell from its respective place to another place, so also here, Ishvara carries the mind and sense organs to another body. Then what happens? It is said, it means just we are made to understand what death is all about. There's no death for us. Shrotram chakshusparshanancha. Shrotram chakshusparshanancha. Rasanam ghranamevacha. Shrotram chakshusparshanancha. Shananch, rasanam ghranamevacha. Adhishthaya manaschayam. Vishayanupasevate. Now, ayam, see, now, manaha cha, ayam, vishayan upasevate. Ayam Vishayan Upasevate. Ayam here means this Ishvara. Ayam Ishvaraha. It is implied. Please make a note. Ayam means this masculine third person singular masculine gender pronoun. So this means what? This person. This person means who? This Ishvara. This Ishvara having the status of a Jiva because of Ajnanam. Okay. This Ishvara, I am upasevate. Upasevate means enjoys, experiences, knows. I am upasevate. See, sevate serves. Upasevate means obtaining closely, okay, this Ishvara enjoys experiences. Experiences what? Vishayan. I am Ishvara within brackets, okay, there's no Ishvara there. I am Ishvara, okay, Vishayan Upasevate. Ishvara enjoys, experiences the objects, sense objects. Vishayaha Vishayo Vishayaha Vishayam Vishayo Vishayan Vishayan Upasevate. So, you see, already you are shown there's no jiva here. There's no, what are you? It is the I, the knowledge of self-existence. The I itself is what? Manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishvara. Already I is Ishvara only. That which obtains as I in every man is Ishvara. So beautifully it is said here. So who enjoys the sense objects? Who is the enjoyer of sense objects? Who is the experiencer of the sense objects? It is Bhagavan Ishvara. Obtaining in the form of, obtaining as the I sense, as the manifestation of knowledge, Ishvara alone, Upasevate, experiences, enjoys what? Vishayan, all sense objects through sense organs. Okay. But how does Ishvara enjoy? Yes, manifestation of knowledge is Ishvara. How can manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of I? How can it enjoy experience? He says, Manaha cha adhishtaya. Manaha adhishtaya. Depending upon the mind. Manaha adhishtaya. Resorting to the mind. Not only the mind, resorting to, with the help of mind and sense organs. What are sense organs? Shrotram, the ear. Chakshuhu, the eye. Sparshanam, skin. Rasanam, the tongue. Ghranam, the nose. See, all the nouns are used as here, sense organs here. Shrotram, chakshuhu, sparshanam. Sparshanam means touching, but here take it as the sense organ skin. Rasanam, the tongue. Ghranam, the nose. Manahacha, and the mind. Okay. So resorting to, taking the help of, with the support of mind and sense organs and the mind. Sense organs in terms of ear, eyes, skin, tongue, and the nose, and the mind. Adhishtaya Vishayan Upasevate. Is it clear now? Very simple. Kaha Vishayan Upasevate? Kaha Vishayan Anubhavati? Ishvara Eva Anubhavati. Where are you? Where are you? You have to just see yourself being Ishvara. That is why 15th chapter is great. You have to see yourself being non-different from Ishvara. What you say, I enjoy, I experience, I suffer, you say. Who is the enjoyer of the sense objects? Who is the experience of the sense objects? You say, I am the experience of the sense objects. And who is this I? Manifestation of knowledge. What is this I, manifestation of knowledge? Ishvara's Amsha. Okay? Ishvara only. Ishvara only. Every wave is ocean. So, Ishvara alone is here as I sense. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara, means I sense is Ishvara. You just see here, all day you are resolved. You are not there. What is only Ishvara? It is Bhagavan, Ishvara, obtaining in the form of knowledge of self-existence in terms of I, or I am. The manifestation of knowledge alone is what? How is enjoys, experiences all the sense objects, means external world. Ishvara, the experiencer of the external world, obtaining in him of five different forms is Ishvara. How does Ishvara experience, enjoy? How does he enjoy? Adishtaya, resorting to five sense organs and the mind. It is Ishvara who is the experiencer of everything. Is it clear? You are already shown it is not what you say as I, the experiencer, is already shown as Ishvara. Why? Because every I obtaining in every mind is Ishvara Amsha. Mamayeva Amsha. Krishna said already. Got it? Okay. You can say, I am Ishvaraha. Shrotram Chakshuhu Sparshanam Rasanam Granam Manacha Adishtaya Vishayan Upasevate. The too many chas, okay? Shrotram Chakshuhu Sparshanam Cha Rasanam Granameva Cha Manacha Adishtaya Ayam Ishvaraha Vishayan Upasevate. Beautiful.
Swamini, can you explain Adhishtaya again, please?
Adhishtaya, see, Adhitishtati is the verb. Adhitati. Tishtati, Adhitishtati. Means, Adhitishtati means resorting, resort, takes resort, okay, with, has the support. Okay, remaining as the very support, adhishtanam, or lending existence to sense organs and the mind, remaining as the very truth of sense organs and the mind, and using them for the support of mind and sense organs. Adishtaya, Adhitishtati, Sitishtatitva. Adhitishtati, Adi is a prefix, that's what Adishtaya. Stha is the dhatu, isn't it? Adishtaya, Adishtaya. So resorting to, so remaining as the very truth of sense organs and the mind, lending them existence, and with their resorting to them also, Ishvara alone experiences. You can see, the one who experiences is Ishvara. Is it clear? The one who experiences is Ishvara. Which means, Ishvara is not the experiencer, but the experiencer is Ishvara. Why do I say this? Ishvara is not the experiencer, but the one who experiences is Ishvara means what? Ishvara does not do the act of experiencing. Ishvara, by his mere presence, being there, contributes for the experience. Therefore, the experiencer status is attributed to Ishvara. Is it clear? We said Jiva initially, but now we can understand. Without manifestation of knowledge, please understand. Without manifestation of knowledge, the mind cannot be functional. If the mind is not functional, sense organs cannot be functional. The sense organs cannot be functional, perception is not possible. Perception is not possible, experience is not possible. Enjoyment is not possible. Example, in deep sleep state, there is knowledge, there is no manifestation of knowledge. Mind is non-functional. Sense organs become non-functional. Then the world becomes as good as non-existent. Whole jagat becomes dark. In sleep, there's only darkness. You fall asleep, in deep sleep state, there's just darkness. Darkness means what? The world does not exist. There's no light. There's no light of knowledge. Light of knowledge is there. There's no manifestation of knowledge. That is why the world becomes as good as non-existent. The sense organs are non-functional. Because they're all resolved. Because mind is non-functional. Why? There is no manifestation of knowledge. There is knowledge. The source of manifestation, pure consciousness is there. Only thing is no manifestation of knowledge. Clear? Therefore, the one And the manifestation of knowledge is what? Ishvara. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara. And who alone is mistaken to be Jiva because of ignorance and wrong identity. Therefore, Ishvara is given the status of being the experiencer. The experience is possible, the one because of whose presence experience is possible, is given the experiencer status. Is it clear? Then the waking state, there's manifestation. You say, I am, the world is, I experience, I am the experiencer, etc. We say. Therefore, Vishesha Shastram beautifully says, hey, come on, where are you? I am Vishayan Upasevate. I am, it is Ishvara, who alone is there as the Jiva, and who alone experience, enjoys the entire world of sense objects, in terms of 5-4 sense objects through 5 sense organs, resorting to the sense organs and the mind, it is Ishvara who experiences everything. Is it clear? Clear or not? Okay. Shrotram chakshusparshanancha rasanam ghranamevacha adhishtha manaschayam vishayanupasevate. Sometimes some other swamis also use system reflection of consciousness, chidabhasaha. The chidabhasaha, I prefer using the term manifestation of knowledge. Okay, that manifest knowledge is Ishvara. Don't go and search for Ishvara anywhere else. Okay, that manifest knowledge backing the order is Ishvara. That is why, it means there is no such a thing called Jiva at all. Jiva is only a qualification attributed to Ishvara when because of the wrong identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Jiva is Ishvara. All these chapters prove the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara. That is the reason there is no destruction of Jiva. Because there is no Jiva, Jiva is Ishvara. Ishvara is not destroyed. And even the mind will be there as long as Ajnanam is there. Mind also will be resolved. Nothing is destroyed here. Physical body gets disintegrated. That is why we do, the Shraddham is performed for the departed souls. Because 100% it is belief, not belief, it's a fact understood, fact to be understood, that there is no destruction of the Jiva. That's why Shraddham is performed. Okay. Utkramantam sthitam vapi. Utkramantam sthitam vapi. Bhunjanam vagunanvitam. Utkramantam sthitam vapi. Bhunjanam vagunanvitam. Vimodhananupashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah utkramantam sthitam vapi bhunjanam vagunanvitam vimodhananupashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah utkramantam sthitam vapi bhunjanam va gunanvitam bhunjanam va gunanvitam vimodhananupashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah. So Bhagavan says here, utkraman sthitaha bhunjanaha gunanvitaha. Who is this utkraman purushaha? Who is the one who resides? Who is the one who leaves the physical body? Beautiful. Make it, okay? Who is this? Who who enjoys the status of being the jiva in terms of I, manifestation of knowledge. Who is this jiva? Okay, who is this? Who is the one who leaves the physical body? Utkramati. Utkramati. Satranta shabda is utkraman. Okay? Utkramat shabdaha. Takarantaha pullingaha utkramat shabdaha. Tasya shabdasya pratamaya bhaktav ekavachane utkraman iti rupam. Objective case utkramantam. Utkramat. See, kramati means goes. Utkramati goes out. Okay? Leaves. Utkramati. Utkraman jivaha. Then, the one who leaves the physical body at the time of when the paravda comes to an end. Until the paravda comes, the one who remains in the body, sthitaha. Sthitaha. One who remained in the body. One who remained in the body until the paravda gets exhausted. One who leaves the physical body when the paravda gets exhausted. Then, while remaining in the body, bunjanaha, shana shabda. Okay, bunjanaha, the enjoyer of everything. Because the physical body is an abode of enjoyment. Remaining in abode of enjoyment, resorting to mind and sense organs, the one who is enjoying the sense objects, you through sense organs and the mind, the enjoyer, who is the enjoyer? Bunjanaha, sthitaha, utkraman. Who is the bunjanaha? Who is the enjoyer? Who is the one who is enjoying until he leaves the physical body? Then, gunanvitaha, one who is endowed with all the attributes, all gunas. Okay, as long as in the body, as a seer, hearer, all attributes, okay? Gunanvitaha. Endowed with attributes. Endowed with the gunas. Seer qualification. Hearer, smeller, taster, you know, experiencer, enjoyer. Who is the one who had this qualification? Who is the one who was endowed with qualifications? Gunanvitaha. So, utkramanne sthitaha, bunjanaha, gunanvitaha. Another than Ishvara. Even though Ishvara is free from attributes, the one who has the qualification of being a seer, hearer, etc. is Ishvara. The one who is there as the enjoyer of all sense objects is Ishvara. One who remained in the body until the parabdha gets exhausted is Ishvara. One who leaves the physical body is Ishvara. And who is the Ishvara? Where there is no jiva, where are you? It is the Bhagavan, the manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in him of I, is not jiva, it's Ishvara. Therefore he says, and that Ishvara, Ishvaram, Ishvaram, jnana chakshushaha pashyanti, people who have the eye of knowledge, jnana chakshush, means the person of knowledge is called Jnana Chakshush. In plural form, Jnana Chakshushaha. People who have the eye of knowledge are said to be Jnana Chakshushaha. Jnana Meva Chakshuhu Yasya Saha Jnana Chakshuhu. Jnana Meva Chakshuhu Yesham Te Jnana Chakshushaha. People who have the eye of knowledge means what? Wise people. Jnana Chakshushaha means wise people. Wise people are the people who see clearly the Swarupam being Atma, the all-pervasive consciousness. Thereby who understand the manifestation of consciousness as Ishvara. Thereby, those who do not see a jiva being separate from Ishvara, they are people of wisdom, okay, who have the eye of knowledge. If I repeat it again, jnana chakshushaha, jnanam eva chakshuhu yesham, te jnana chakshushaha. people who have the eye of knowledge means wise people. Wise people are the people who have the clear vision of the source, the truth of I being pure knowledge, consciousness implied by the Atma. Thereby who understand the essence as Ishvara. The manifestation of knowledge is Ishvara. Thereby those who see one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. And such people, wise people, Pashyanti, they see very clearly. What do they see? They see Utkramantam. They see the one, they see Ishvara leaves the physical body. Stitam, who remained in the physical body until the Parabdha gets exhausted. And Bunjanam, they see the Ishvara as the enjoyer, experiencer of all the sense objects. They see Ishvara as the one who was endowed with all gunas. Such people, only wise people see that. It means they see only Ishvara. Ishvara alone left the physical body. Ishvara alone is remained in the body. Ishvara alone enjoyed everything. Yes, he was there as the enjoyer of the sense objects, resorting to mind and sense organs. Ishvara alone was there enjoying different qualifications, different attributes. Only Jnana Chakshushaha Pashyanti, which means they do not see, I was the enjoyer, I was there in the body, I left the body, I am the enjoyer. No, they see everything as Ishvara. Is it clear? Does it make sense? So, Utkramantam Sthitam Bunjanam Gunanvitam Va Api Jnana Chakshushaha Pashyanti. Whereas people who are ignorant, okay, the ignorant people naturally do not have discriminative understanding of what is Atma, what is Anatma. They're deluded people. It's deluded people. They have naturally wrong identity with the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Thereby they have wrong perception, and such people, deluded people, na anupashyanti, do not see. Ignorant people who are ignorant of the self, thereby who are ignorant of Ishvara Swarupam, do not see the fact of Ishvara being everything. Ishvara being the one who did not recognize Ishvara. Na anupashyanti means they do not recognize, they do not see clearly Ishvara being their own Swarupam. Ishvara being their very self. Na anupashyanti means they do not see Bhagavan Ishvara being their own self. Vimudaha na anupashyanti. What did Anna anupashyanti? The deluded people, ignorant people who are deluded, who mistake Anatma for the Atma, they do not see their own self being non-different from Ishvara. Such ignorant people, deluded people, do not see clearly, do not recognize Bhagavan Ishvara, who alone leaves this physical body, who alone exists in the body, resides in the body, who alone enjoys and experiences the external world of objects, and who alone is endowed with all attributes, gunas. They do not see. Whereas people who have the eye of knowledge, they alone recognize Ishvara. See, earlier, Bhagavan gradually introduced how Ishvara is there as Jiva. Really speaking, there's no Jiva at all. Ishvara's amshal, Ishvara's aspect alone enjoys the status of the jiva. Ishvara alone obtains as the manifest knowledge in terms of I in all the antakarnani, all the minds. The previously Bhagavan gradually, presented that idea, gradually prepared the minds to understand the fact. So in previous verses, Bhagavan gradually prepared, Krishna prepared us. And in this verse, Bhagavan says, for a person who has the discriminative understanding, the person of the eye of knowledge, the person of discriminative knowledge, for him, Ishvara Swarupam Atma Brahman is available for recognition in everything. In every small function of every sense organ of every individual, in every action, every perception, every function of every organ of every individual, the wise person can recognize Brahma. That is, it is the every function of every sense organ obtaining in every individual or every physical activity, a mental activity, emotional activity, all sensory perception, all the functions, everything, very life itself, all the pranic functions, everything is possible purely because of the manifestation of consciousness. Always it will be Chidabhasaha. And that manifestation of consciousness is Ishvara. And that manifestation of consciousness is not possible if there is no source of manifestation. Therefore, Jnana Chakshushaha, people who have the eye of wisdom, eye of knowledge, people who are of discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge, are capable of recognizing the fact that it is the pure consciousness, pure knowledge implied by the term Atma or Brahman, which alone is there as a source of manifestation. Thereby, it is the manifestation because of the presence of which alone everything is possible. So what enables just by its mere presence everything, that's why all actions are because of the consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness. Okay, so only wise people see that, whereas ignorant people do not see. It is the pure consciousness does not leave the physical body. Pure consciousness is all pervasive, does not move, does not come, does not go. It is the Chidabhasaha, it is the manifestation of knowledge which alone is, having all these roles, playing, leaves the physical body, remains in the physical body, enjoys everything through sense organs, resorting to mind and sense organs. Everything is Ishvara. Therefore, utkramantam sthitam vapi bhunjanam vagunanvitam vimudhananupashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. See, you can see jnana chakshushaha pashyanti vimudhana anupashyanti. Kam nanupashyanti bhagavantam ishwaram na anupashyanti paramatmanam na anupashyanti. They did not see Bhagavan, did not see Ishvara, did not recognize. It's a subtle wisdom, subtle vision. They recognize absolutely essential Brahma they do not see. How Atma, Brahman alone, as Ishvara, enjoying Ishvara's status, leaves the body, remains in the body, enjoys everything through the mind and sense organs, enjoys the status of being, has the showed with all qualifications. Next verse. Yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto pyakrutatmanah nainam pashyantya chetasah yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto pyakrutatmanah nainam pashyantya chetasah yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto pyaktatmanah nainam pashyantya chetasah yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto pyakritatmanah nainam pashyantya chetasah. Okay, again Bhagavan, here Krishna continues to say the same thing. Bhagavan, talks about here the people of discrimination and people who lack the discriminative vision, understanding. Who are vivekinaha, who are avivekinaha, who are vichetasaha, who are achetasaha. Vichetasaha, achetasaha. But I am adding the word, okay, vichetas, it's not here. Yes. Yatantaha yoginaha cha. Yoginaha, see yogin, nakaranta pullinga shabdaha, yogin. Therefore, in nominative, yogi, yoginau, yoginaha. See, yogis, yoginaha, means people who have recognized the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara are known as yoginaha here, in this context. Please understand, the word yogi can mean a karma yogi, a yogi can mean a jnana yogi, a yogi can mean a man of wisdom also. A person of wisdom also is called yogi. The person who has recognized the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara, who sees one's own Swarupam being not, one's own self being non-different from Ishvara, such a person is yogi here. Okay. Yoginaha. Yoginaha. Yatantaha, see yatat shabdha, again shatruanta shabdha, now it will be very useful for you, you have learnt already shatruanta shabdha, yatat shabdha becomes yatan, yatantau, yatantaha, who make efforts. Yatan means the person of effort is called yatan purushaha, the person who is making effort is yatan purushaha, yatantaha yoginaha. So yogis who are constantly making appropriate efforts. Please come in. Yatantaha yoginaha. So yogis who are of appropriate, adequate efforts, for constantly making efforts. They are yatantaha yoginaha cha. Yenam pashyanti. Yenam means what? Atmanam pashyanti. Yenam Ishwaram pashyanti. Yenam Bhagavantam pashyanti. Yenam is a pronoun. So pronoun indicates whom? Ishwaram. There's only yena means, see, the yogis who are of appropriate, adequate efforts, see, recognize this Ishvara. Yenam means, yenam implies whom? Ishvaram Pashyanti. Why yenam? This Ishvara means what? People of yogis of appropriate efforts, they see Ishvara obtaining as their own self. Yenam means this. This means nearest self. They see Bhagavan, Ishvara as the nearest self. Yatantaha yoginaha yenam pashyanti. Yoginaha cha yenam chainam. Vriddhi sandhi, you all know very well. Yoginaha cha yoginascha. Yatantaha yoginaha cha yenam pashyanti. So all the yogis, you can say people who live life of karma yoga, thereby people who have come to, who are given to the discipline of jnana yoga, and people who recognize to the shravana mananam, recognize the essential oneness of Ishvara and Jiva, such people, yogis, who make appropriate, adequate efforts, they clearly recognize this Ishvara obtaining as their very self. Is it, they see I, the manifest knowledge as Ishvara, Bhagavan. Yatantaha yoginaha cha yenam pashyanti. Okay, where do they see yenam? Kutra pashyanti? Atmani. Atmani avasthitam yenam Ishvaram pashyanti. They see Ishvara obtaining in their own mind, in one's own mind, as one's own self. Atmani avasthitam. Atman yavasthitam yan sandhihi. Atmani avasthitam. Avasthitam means remaining, obtaining in the mind as the very self, as the very I. Yatantaha yoginaha cha atmani avasthitam yenam Ishvaram pashyanti. This is the proper prasada. Got it? They did not see Ishvara as atmani avasthitam. Atmani means in one's own self, means in one's own mind. They see Ishvara, that all-pervasive Ishvara, Ishvara obtaining as the manifest knowledge in all the minds, they see in one's own mind, okay, obtaining in one's own mind as one's own self. Atmani avasthitam, atmani means in one's own mind. In one's own self means what? In one's own mind. Okay? Atmani should be taken as mind. One's own mind. Obtaining within one's own body. Implied. They see Ishvara within oneself. They see, I don't want to say within. Within is problem. Swamiji never likes the word within and without. Okay? He never liked it. So I shouldn't say even forgetfully also. I don't want to say that. I'm very conscious of not using those words. So Atmani avasthitam pashyanti means they see Ishvara obtaining in one's own mind, within one's own body, as one's own self. Okay. Next, yatantaha api. So yoginaha pashyanti. Yoginaha means the disciplined people who are given to all the disciplines, thereby who have clear vision, they see. Whereas, we say next one, yatantaha api akritatmanaha yenam pashyanti achetasaha. Next word he says, na pashyanti. See, yenam na yenam pashyanti. Na yenam pashyanti means what? Yenam na pashyanti. They do not see Ishvara obtaining as the very self. They do not see. Who do not see? Achetasaha. Pashyanti achetasaha. Again, yansandi. Pashyanti achetasaha. Achetasaha na enam pashyanti. See, chetas means vichetas achetas. Vichetas is not given here. The person of discriminative knowledge is vichetas. The person of indiscriminate person is called achetas. Okay, the one who chetas means mind. The discrimination is related to the mind. Achetas purushaha means achetasaha. Is a achetas means the person who does not have discrimination is called achetas. Achetasaha purusha. The people who do not have discriminative knowledge, indiscriminate people are said to be achetasaha. Sakarantaha pullingaha achetas shabdaha. Okay. Tasa shabdasya bahuvachane achetasaha iti rupam. Please make a note. Achetas means the one who does not have discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge is said to be achetas. Achetasaha plural form. Achetasaha purushaha. Indiscriminate people. We have to just add this. Achetasaha manushyaha. Achetasaha purushaha. People of the indiscriminate people who do not have discriminative knowledge, they na pashyanti. They do not recognize clearly. What they do not recognize? Yenam. They do not recognize Ishvara obtaining in their own mind as their own self. Why? Yatantaha api. In spite of their efforts also. Even if they make efforts. Indiscriminate people, even in spite of their efforts also, yatantaha api, in spite of making efforts, in spite of being people of efforts also, na anupashna pashyanti. Why? Because akritatmanaha. Yatantaha api na pashyanti. Muyendram or parkyarakal illai. Why? Because akritatmanaha. Is it clear? It is not enough to simply make efforts. Efforts must be appropriate. Which means you must be a kritatmanaha. Akritatmanaha means what? Akritatmanaha means who are not mentally prepared. See, kritatmanaha means those who are mentally prepared. Akritatmanaha are the people who are not mentally prepared. They simply make efforts to recognize Bhagavan, see Bhagavan. But they are mentally ready, prepared for that. Akritatma, it means they are not mentally adequately pure. They are mentally steady. But they simply make efforts to have Vishnu of Bhagavan. So they do not have Vishnu of Bhagavan. Is it clear? Achetasaha manushyaha yatantaha api. Yatantaha api achetasaha manushyaha. People who are making efforts also, indiscriminate people, do not see Ishvara obtaining within their mind as their own self. Because they are akritatmanaha. Because they are not mentally adequately qualified, prepared. See, kritam, kritaha atma yasya. Saha kritatma. One who is emotionally mature. Those who are adequately mature, adequately mentally prepared, those who are mentally pure and steady adequately are said to be kritatmanaha. Kritatma, kritatmano, kritatmanaha. So again, Bhagavan wants to say here, it is not difficult, it's a fact. It's the subtlest fact. Seeing oneself being non-different from Ishvara is subtlest fact. Seeing essentially Bhagavat Swarup, seeing one's own self being non-different from Ishvara is a fact. Okay, so seeing this fact is possible. Only if a person sees the truth of I being pure conscious, this Atma. How Ishvara and Jiva are essentially one and the same must be understood. Thereby one can see one's own self being non-different from Ishvara. And to see that, one must be mentally prepared, pure and steady. One must be, the cooked mind. It's little meaning. So Kritatma means, literally speaking, the prepared mind. Kritam, see Kritaha Atma means what? The one whose mind is prepared is called Kritatma. Kritatma singular, Kritatmanaha plural. So what he says, is it clear now? I've gone too much of Sanskritam today. I shouldn't have gone that, done that. Okay. Yatantaha api akritatmanaha achetasaha yenam ishwaram na pashyanti. Is it clear now? Clear sense. Atmani avasthitam yenam ishwaram pashyanti. I'm adding the word Ishvara. Okay. Ishwaram is not there. Ishwaram Bhagavantam pashyanti. Very nice. Time now. You stop. Any questions?
Yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto pyakrutatmanaha nainam pashyantya chetasaha achetasaha akrutatmanaha yatantaha api yenam ishwaram na pashyanti yatantaha yoginaha atmani avasthitam ishwaram pashyanti. These are the two sentences. Okay. Okay. Any questions?
Like vegetable rice, when I am bothered, da. Matta rice, kanji irukudu, ana white rice irukudu.
Enakku vengayam bothered, venda.
White rice, da na kanji.
No white rice.
Matta rice, kanji.
Okay. Remove kanji also. Just give me a little rice is enough. I had to lose a lot of weight. Okay, time class irukku. Sorry, is some any questions, Ajay? I'm sorry,
it's
getting clearer, isn't it, slowly?
Yeah. Yes, Swami.
Swami, just one question.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you say vichetasa is discriminative?
No, vichetasa is not given there. I simply used to say the given opposite of achetasaha. See, vichetas, achetas, singular words. Achetasa, achetasa, plural words, okay? Sakaranta shabda in plural form is vichetasaha, achetasaha. Usually, come across is what vichetasa in some other context, not in this context. I simply used the term. Yeah. See, what it says, in fact, this I sense itself is what? Manifestation of knowledge. That manifest knowledge is the same in all the minds. It is Ishvara. There is no Ishvara other than manifestation of knowledge. And the source of manifestation is the same. That is how we are one and the same with Ishvara. We are non-different from Ishvara. The upadis are different. Upadis have their limitations, the problems are there. The body, mind, is complex. If you see, it is called, you cannot separate I sense from the body, mind, is complex. Physical separation is not at all possible. Intellectually, cognitively, you have to discern, distinguish and see how essentially everything is Ishvara. There's no Jiva at all. And Ishvara is another than Brahma. So ultimately you can say what is only Ishvara, what is only Brahma. Is what you can say. How your physical body, how does it become alive? How is this body, physical body alive? Because of the functions of the pranas. Pranas are functional because the sense organs are functional. Organs of actions are functional because the mind is functional, because there's manifestation of knowledge. But for manifestation, finished. Everything becomes like dead. An external world loses its status of being existent unless you see the world very. That is why the whole Jagat exists in Bhagavan. The whole physical body, mind, skin complex, which is part of the whole objective universe, exists in Bhagavan. Every function is Bhagavan. Every action is Bhagavan. Everything is Ishvara. Ishvara is not the doer of anything, not enjoyer of anything. But for presence of Ishvara, no experience is possible, no enjoyment is possible, no action is possible. Therefore, we say experiencer, enjoyer, performer of everything is Ishvara. No eye sense at all. Where are you? Absolutely, where are you? You can say you are here, relatively. Okay, absolutely, where are you? The seeing not oneself being non-different, non-separate from Ishvara is vision of Ishvara. This is how we have to gradually resolve identity with Ishvara. All the individuality in totality. This is what is said to be resolving individuality in totality, resolving the identity with Bhagavan, the whole. Beautiful verse. Beautiful verse. All these are good verses. No questions? No more questions?
Swaminiji, namaste, Swaminiji.
Yes, yes.
Yes, this is Vijaya.
Yeah.
I got a question about because when we talk about this, we don't give any importance to the body, physical body. That's what my feeling, and the reason I'm asking is like brain is a part of our body, and in this journey of gaining knowledge, brain plays a very important part. So like, if like in this life, if something happens to this physical body, like the brain stops functioning, then this journey of gaining knowledge will stop.
No, that's not true. See, brain is a physical, this is Western idea, okay? Brain is part of the physical body. Physical body, whatever happens to the brain, whatever happens to the physical body also will only maximum get disintegrated. If the brain collapses, I tell you, even brain becomes non-functional. Brain is dead also. Brain can become dead like any other physical part becomes dead. Brain is part of the physical body. Brain can become dead. Okay, you have distinguished mind from the brain, Vijaya. This is, Vedanta teaches you this one thing, definitely very clearly. To distinguish the mind from the brain. Brain is a physical, is a matter. Brain is a part of the physical body, the sthula shariram only. Whereas mind also subtle matter, but still subtle, distinct from the gross. Brain belongs to a physical, gross physical body. So gross physical body gets disintegrated. Definitely it will not, even there's a total destruction of the physical body also. The form will collapse completely. What happens again, finally, whatever it is made of, it will be there. There'll be all elements, physical body along with the brain will be in the form of five elements. There's no total destruction. It is called relative destruction. The relative destruction is called change. It's only change. Body is subject to change. It'll remain in the form of five elements. So also the brain. Brain is part of the physical body only. So it will definitely it will go. Brain will get, cremated. When the body is cremated, brain also will get reduced to ashes. Yes, mind cannot be destroyed at all. Mind, nothing in the world can destroy the mind. Vijaya. mind cannot be disturbed. Therefore, the mind, the manifesting medium, where the eye sense is there, okay, the mind along with the sense organs leaves. Means the manifestation resolves, mind leaves. Mind leaves the physical body. Mind cannot be disturbed at all. Brain, actually brain can be relatively disturbed into this. Mind is not destroyed. The sense powers are all subtle. That's why they all go. That is why it was said, just as the wind carries the fragrance, which is invisible for you, similarly, Ishvara, leaving the physical body, carries the mind and the sense organs, means what it implies is mind is indestructible. Sense organs are indestructible. They cannot be destroyed at all. If mind can be destroyed, you are very lucky. You will not be born again. What assumes another body again is born is this mind only. The resolving the mind is the whole purpose of knowledge is to resolve this mind. So mind will resolve only when this vision becomes very clear. Only then mind will resolve naturally. That is what is called real death. The real death happens only when the mind resolves. Mind will not get destroyed at all. As long as Ajnanam is there, mind will continue to survive. But the brain, along with the physical body, when the person's body is cremated, the brain obtaining in the form of the gross matter, it will get reduced to ashes.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Swaminiji.
Yeah.
I mean, the question was basically, if the brain gets any issues while, let's say in my life, if my brain stops working at some point of time.
Even then mind will be separate.
Yeah, but I cannot gain knowledge after that point of time in that life, right? So, you know, if somebody loses their memory or...
Yes, you mean the person goes to coma or anything. Correct. Even then, punyam is there, it's possible. Okay? But if a person has already done shravanam and mananam, the person who is in coma, if he is able to be contemplative, he can still get jnana. But the brain goes, means this again was parabdha, isn't it? As long as that's a bad parabdha, person is, then he has to leave. When once a person again can come back with some punyam, again assume another body, again the next janma is possibility. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Swaminiji.
Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.